Hey friends, welcome back to Kids Short Stories. Today's story is brought to us by one of our friends, Rion. Hey Rion! He sent us an awesome idea for a story, and you can too. Just head over to our Instagram page, Kids Short Stories, or go to kidsshortstories.org. Send us your idea for a story, and maybe we'll turn it into an awesome adventure. Are you ready for this one? Me too, let's go! All right, Rion, it's time to go home. Rion was on the volunteer firefighter team and had spent all day training with all these other firefighters. Rion was the bravest volunteer fireman on the team, and they would always give him some of the most dangerous jobs because they knew that Rion could do it. He would sometimes climb trees to help animals down, or crawl under really tight places to rescue things, or he was really strong, and so he would carry some of the hoses to spray out the fires. Did you know those water hoses are really heavy? Yeah, well, Rion was really strong and could do all the work. So all the firemen were so happy to have Rion on their team. Well, today's work was all done, and it was time for him to go back home. At home, he had to do his chores and do a little bit of homework and then get ready for bed. Well, that is not how the rest of the day went. As he got home and started to do all the things that he needed to do, he got a buzz on his fireman beeper. Bzz, bzz, and he checked the message. What does that mean? Rion had never seen this message before. It said, urgent request for Rion. I don't even know like what the mission is, but it sounds really important, but it's starting to get dark. All right, let's check with, hey, Mom and Dad, is this okay? So Rion had to ask his parents to see if this mission was okay because it was getting pretty late, and they drove Rion back to the fire station. At the fire station, all the firemen were waiting for Rion to get there. As he arrived, they all raced over to him and said, Rion, this is really serious. We're so glad that you came back. You see, after you left, something terrible happened. The field out back with all of the city's crops, like the corn and all the things that were growing for food, it caught on fire. That's terrible, Rion said. Yes, it is, because if all the food burns, then we might not have any food this winter. What are we gonna do, Rion? Rion had to think, because he had just gone through training about how to put out fire that's in cornfields and different crops. He said, all right, we're first gonna need to make a line in the corn and cut it down so that we can stop the fire before it spreads. Okay, so grab some tractors and start cutting off the fire before it starts to spread. Go. Rion instructed all the firemen how to do the plan. You see, the fire right now was small, but it was starting to grow. Did you know that wind can make a fire spread really quickly? And so something that starts so small as just like a little spark or a little flame can quickly grow into something really big, right? Yeah, so that's why we have to be super careful and let grown-ups do all the fire stuff. But Rion was specially trained and on the fireman squad and was very smart. So he designed this whole plan of how to contain the fire on the crops to save all of the city's food. As they started working the fields to make sure that the fire wouldn't spread, Rion ran back to the fire truck to drive it over to bring the water to the field. The next step after we contain the fire, we need to put out the flames by spraying water. All right, you two firemen, grab the hose. And you too, turn it on and start spraying. Wow, Rion was a great leader. He put together this amazing plan to put the fire out. Do you guys ever think of how to solve a problem? Yeah. Solving a problem means that you use your brain to think through all the different steps that might need to happen. And they all need to happen at the right time. If you do them out of order, it won't work. But Rion had thought through everything of how to put out this fire. And that was why he was on this fireman squad, because they knew they could trust him. And so, while Rion was managing all this different work, he had to run into the fire truck to call some other backup fire departments. As the fire department started to arrive, all the sirens could be heard. The whole town knew what was happening. They were very worried about their food supply. They were starting to get all the fire contained so that it wasn't spreading anymore. But some of the flames and some of the sparks started to jump across the street into another field of food. Oh no, this wasn't supposed to happen. How did that happen? Rion said. As he looked up all the weather maps, he saw that the winds had changed. The winds were blowing one way, but now they switch and they're blowing a different direction. That means he's got to change the plan. What do we do? What does Rion do? Yeah, he's got to stick to the plan. He's got to bring all that equipment over to this other field and do the same thing. All right, everyone, hurry, get back to work. We need to move to the other field and save all that food. Rion was so good at making sure everyone was following the right directions. Do you know that it's important to follow directions? Yeah, the right directions, or, you know, the right steps to solve a problem is really important. And Rion was doing it perfectly. As the fires changed, he had to adapt and make his plan even better. So as all the workers and all the firemen grabbed the equipment and went across the street to the other side of the corn, they had to surround the corn to make sure that it wouldn't all catch on fire. Well, you see, one part that I didn't tell you is that Rion had a very special friend. This special friend was only friends with Rion, and nobody else could talk to him. Do you know who he was? Oh my gosh. He was a water-breathing dragon. Yeah! We've all heard of fire-breathing dragons, right? Yeah! Well, Rion had a friend who was a dragon who could spray water out of his mouth. And Rion saved him for the biggest, most important emergencies. And I think this was the case. The fire was getting so big and so hot, he knew that he needed to call for backup. And so he got on a special walkie-talkie with a direct line to this dragon and said, "Torty, are you there? Torty, come in."
"Yes? Who's... is this Rion? Why, hello!"
"Torty, there's something terrible. There's a huge fire in the cornfields and in the crops and all the food. I need you to get here as soon as you can and dump a huge amount of water on this fire. I bet that's going to take care of it."
"Absolutely!"
And Torty, the water-breathing dragon, took off. And wow, there he is! Rion could see him flying in the sky. And as he poured all this water on the fire, instantly, the fire was gone. Rion had saved the town, all the food that might have been burned. He did all the right things and made all the right decisions. The whole fireman squad praised Rion and made him captain of the entire squad. What an amazing day! Rion saved the day. The end.